Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast. This is me, Robert Welsh.
And this is me also over here, James Welsh.
That is James. Listen, today we wanted to speak to you about, you all know we hate the heat, but we have to take time for ourselves.
We have during to.
It can be difficult. Makeup can become more difficult. Skincare can become more of a chore. Mm-hmm. What else can? Wearing clothes.
Living in general when it's hot, it becomes a real issue.
Mm-hmm. Trying to be in bed when it's hot and your face is melted to your pillow.
Yes, because it does, and we'll talk about that.
well, then, I mean, oh, you know what?
You know what?
So I just smoked 20 cigarettes in about a second there, so it's affected my voice. Let's talk about summer stuff, James. Do you have any summer favorites you've been loving this week?
Oh, I sprung that on you.
Yeah, it's not something we regularly do.
No.
You know what I do? Like, oh, no, I can't.
Right, okay, so here's my thing.
I used to hate misting, right? So right. Mist. I used to be like, what's the point? They're just toner in a misty can, which they are, essentially, right? But at the moment, I use a Glow Recipe watermelon, whatever it's called, mist all the time. And I'll talk about something I do extra with it later, but it's just, I can't stop using it. But in summer, it's so nice because it's not necessarily that it provides you with this instant hydration and all this kind of stuff, but it's just the even just the seconds of relief that spraying something cooler than the air on your face gives you, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, magical. Remember magical in a can that you spray?
Why haven't we ordered that ever again?
I couldn't find any. I used to spray that on my feet in bed, mm-hmm. and so the fan would cool me down. Now I have an air conditioning unit with a pipe out the window, and it's great.
But it's great.
Before those days, listen. That's let me tell you what I've been. No, actually, you ask me because it's rude not to ask.
I'm not really into. I don't really mind. Should we move along?
No, ask me. I have
you can
a
get it from Amazon, Robert.
Oh, maybe I was spraying it wrong, spelling it wrong.
I'm pretty sure it's just water, though.
The thing is, though, because it's like an aerosol can, right? The thing, I don't want to carry around an aerosol can in extreme heat with me. Well, it just scares me.
Mm-hmm.
What if it blows up?
Yeah, it's just water and menthol, lactate. So it's just going to make you feel, it's tingly, you know? So it adds that sensation of being cool. Robert, listen, what is your summer must-have favorite, must-do favorite?
My must-do favorite is, here's the thing. I don't really like wearing makeup in summer. Mm-hmm. I think it's vile. It's a horrible feeling. Having something really heavy on your face while sweating, while being oily, mm-hmm. whilst trying to survive the heat. Mm-hmm. It's a horrible feeling. So I'm ruining another video I have coming up, but I've been really into trying to find sunscreens or SPFs that mimic the mimic makeup, if that makes sense. So not like full coverage makeup or anything like that, but recently I found the Super Goop Bright Eyed 100% Mineral Eye Cream. Now this is SPF 40 PA++++. So that's three pluses. So that must be good, right?
Do you know what that means?
Is it the higher protection?
No. So one is looking after your UVB rays and the other is for UVA rays.
What's the third plus for?
So the PA plus system was developed in Japan, and obviously like a lot of Asian sunscreens use it now. It's now coming to the Western world. I think in like Buets, you'll usually see they have a star rating rather than the pluses.
Right, yeah.
So that's basically the UVA rays, and the extra pluses are basically the hours that you can spend in the sun, you know, before reapplying.
Yeah, I just thought the stars on the ones in the UK were people's ratings, and I was like, I don't trust that. Anyway, the reason I really like this one is because it actually does brighten around the eye. It doesn't look too crazy. It isn't like full coverage concealer, but it really brightens up the under eye and like the lid area. Not that you should really be putting it too close to the eye, because it does say to keep out of the eye, and I did wear it the other day and my eyes stung a little bit, but then did I get sun cream in my eyes from my hands? I don't know. But it's a really good, if you don't wear concealer because it's really hot outside, but you just want to look a little bit more awake, that's a really good one to go for.
And it's just mineral.
I like it. 100% mineral.
Okay. That's weird that made your eyes sting. You must have got it in your eyes then.
You know what I think happened? Because I put like sun, like body sunscreen on, and I think I just touched my eye, and then it all hell broke loose.
But then even if you use a chemical sunscreen under your eye and it's away from your eye, you can still get that stinging sensation. Do you know what I mean? So right. If you use another one in concoction with that, it's usually the chemical, in quotation, chemical filters that will do that to
chemicals?
You. Yeah.
Chemicals? Yeah.
That will do that.
Well, all right, let's have a music break.
It's about that time.
With your smoker's voice and some jazz.
Yeah.
Let's have a music break.
And we're back. Yeah. So let's get straight into it. James, listen, there's a few things I want to ask you, actually.
Yeah.
talk to me about prepping your skin in a way that's going to protect your skin in the sun and in hot environments. But what also can we do to kind of protect our skin, but make sure it's not greasy, oily, and what's another word for that?
Greasy,
goopy. No,
grizzy.
Flubbery.
I quite like flubber skin.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. When we talk about skin hydration and moisturizing, they're two very different things, right? So hydration covers the water content of your skin, whilst moisturizing is kind of really about the oils and like providing that more occlusive, heavier layers. Well, not heavier, but trapping everything in, right?
Right.
Making your skin feel nice and rich. So nice. Nice leash. One thing I like to do is adopt more hydration in summer. This way you still kind of get that, you know, you're feeding your skin what it needs as far as like keeping it looking plump and healthy, rather than starving it still. Does that make sense? So instead of being like, I'm not going to use anything, I'm just going to go straight onto a sunscreen, you can still use kind of like hydrating toners, I think are really nice. Toners with actives in you get nowadays. So instead of doing these multi-layer skincare routines, I like to do my cleanser, and I cleanse every morning in the summer, because if you've been sweating at night, you need to give yourself a good cleanse.
The feeling of cleansing your face. But some days when I've been in the sun, I'm like, you know what, just rip my skin off.
Yeah,
I feel so gross. I feel so disgusting with sun cream and sweat and I don't know, summer grit all over my skin. I'm like, you know, I just don't want this skin anymore.
You can buy
just take it.
You can buy summer grit cleansers.
Yeah, because it's really known to be an issue. But no, like having that really kind of narrowing everything down. So I would recommend, personally, I feel, getting yourself a toner with like niacinamide in or vitamin C or even both. You kind of got your hydration step with your actives. So you're kind of like not missing out on anything, but you're really, really narrowing everything down, right? Because the last thing you want to be doing is the multi-step routines.
Right. This is what scares me about summer and the sun and skincare. I very much shy away from anything that is an AHA, a BHA, a resurfacing or anything like that, because I'm like, I'm going to go in the sun and my skin's going to be so sensitive and it's just going to like go all red. Is that that guy with that?
That's that dickhead on the mic. Oh my God. I'm sorry, but shut up.
Shut up. And you know what's even worse? He has a Monster Energy drink logo on it.
I know, and he's wearing a vest. He could crash and really hurt himself.
I love me a Monster Energy drink, but I won't publicize it on my vehicle.
And I won't get it tattooed on me.
I won't get it tattooed on me.
Yeah.
What were we saying?
I can't remember now.
Oh, that's it. I shy away from skincare and looking after my skin in the summer. I'll do like a serum and then that's it, because and a very basic cleanser, because I have a cleanser that says it's resurfacing. But to me, in my mind, resurfacing means getting rid of that top layer, and then my skin is then prone to any kind of sun damage more so than it would be any other time, even though I do use sunscreen. So should people shy away from those kind of exfoliant ingredients, the AHAs, the BHAs?
No, absolutely not. So here's the thing, like all year round, these ingredients are going to make your skin more UV sensitive, shall we say. But that doesn't really change with the time of day that you do it. If you use an exfoliator in the evening, your skin's still going to be a little bit more sensitive to the sun the next day. So to, you know, kind of narrow out any potential risk, use all your actives in the evening. But for example, and then use sunscreen religiously the next day. Or if you're going to use it in the morning, then use sunscreen. You're fine as long as you're wearing sunscreen. Actives like vitamin C actually work really, really well alongside sunscreen. So obviously it's antioxidant, so it's fighting that free radical damage from UV rays. So your vitamin C serum is going to act almost like a double protection with your sunscreen, as long as you are reapplying as much as you should be reapplying, you know.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you're wearing an SPF 20 or an SPF 50, as long as you're regularly reapplying your sunscreen, depending on the factor that you're wearing, you're fine. But yes, I would say just to be careful, not that anything drastic is going to happen. Like, you know, exfoliating doesn't take off one layer of skin and then you're exposed. Just so nothing, you know, happens, use all your actives in the evening. Use one in the morning, like your vitamin C, and you're fine. Just wear sunscreen. But yeah, I wouldn't shy away from doing anything. But here's another thing as well, is a lot of people don't moisturize because it feels thick, right? It feels heavy.
And it's an uncomfortable feeling. Like sweat mixed with excess moisture, excess anything. And it's just too much.
Yeah.
And for those people that maybe like to sit out in the sun and tan a little bit, I think they want the sun to be as direct on their skin as possible.
So that's the thing. You can wear as many layers of any product that you want, and you're still going to get tan. Obviously, I don't endorse laying out in the sun trying to get a tan. You'll get a tan walking around, sitting in the shade. You'll be fine. But you can completely skip your moisturizer in summer. You can, only if you're using a sunscreen that has some really nice moisturizing ingredients in, which is pretty much all of them.
So you can skip moisturizer and use sun cream. Why did I think that sunscreen was just like, it's just going to sit on top of the skin and protect and act as that barrier? I didn't know there were like benefits, if that makes sense.
No, yeah. So there's this kind of myth that physical sunscreens, mineral sunscreens, sit on the top of the skin and reflect UV rays. Whilst they do reflect more UV rays than chemical sunscreens, that's actually not the case. Your skin, your body still absorbs some of those like rays, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I think a lot of people get confused between makeup and moisturizer with SPF in, then sunscreens with skincare ingredients.
Right.
So the thing is, like, a lot of people are like, well, can't I just wear my moisturizer, or can't I just wear my BB cream with an SPF 20? You can, but the sheer amount of product you have to use in order to get the adequate protection just isn't enough. You don't want to be applying that much moisturizer in summer when you kind of want as little kind of like, you know,
exactly
as possible.
Right.
And then you don't want to be applying that much BB cream or whatever to get the adequate amount of protection.
And the amount you have to apply would be insane.
Insane.
Like,
so
you, it, like, it doesn't, no matter sound what time insane of year.
Yeah. So it's roughly, I like to use like half to a full tablespoon for my face and neck to get adequate protection. Make sure you covered everything. But the thing is, with sunscreens with moisturizing benefits, so first of all, everything has to be regulated as a sunscreen. So if you use the right amount of, you know, moisturizers are Moisturizers with SPF are good enough at sun protection if you use the right amount, which people don't. That's the problem here.
Right.
Not that they're like, I once referred to them as a diluted version of sunscreen in a video like years and years ago, but that's actually not the case. The difference is sunscreens with moisturizing ingredients in is that if you're using the right ones, you know, nice ones, and mainly for me, anything from Korea or Japan are a go ahead as far as like using them in summer because they're so lightweight.
Right.
So you get that lighter feeling layer of sun protection, but those moisturizing benefits from the sunscreen as well. Does that make sense? So like one, you have to use loads and then you get like adequate sun protection. You'll see that's usually moisturized with SPF 15 or something. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Whereas
you can get factor 50 sunscreen with moisturizing benefits that feels elegant on the skin, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. I've been my tip really... to get those moisturize like sunscreens with moisturizer in and not the other way around. And you can completely skip your moisturizer.
Yeah. And then therefore less layers on the skin.
Less layers, less heavy, less cakey under makeup, you know, and it's not going to drip off your skin like a lot of a lot of them do. And I must say different separate body, like a lot of people are, I hate when I see the term face and body sunscreen. Not that they're all the same.
Yeah, but I just wouldn't want the product I was using on my body to be the same product I'm using on my face.
Yes.
I just feel like I would need, I don't know if it sounds weird, but I feel like I need more protection on my face.
Well, that's because we wear winter clothes during summer, so we're always fully protected, really. Well, not fully protected, but mainly protected from the sun anyway.
Right.
But just the I think because on your body, you want it to go a long way, right? So you do have these thicker kind of formulations that just spread everywhere. Whereas,
and I don't mind wearing something too thick on my body. Yeah, it's uncomfortable, but I don't feel sweat on my arms, for example. But when your face is sweating, you can feel it sweat.
And oily. You know? You have so many glands on our face. So that's the difference in my opinion. Also, I would say summer is the one time. Listen. Buy a skincare fridge if you want one. Does it make your products more effective in any way? Does it make them last longer? No. In fact, some products you have to be careful with because you don't want to mess up the formulation too much.
Right.
You know, not that they will, but some products might be a little bit, you know, picky about the temperature that they're living in. But a skincare fridge with a mist in and a toner that you keep going back to and spray during the day is very nice. Things like your gel moisturizers that you can use in the evening are so nice. And that this is like where I would say get a gel moisturizer for the evening. Otherwise you will find yourself sticking to a pillow. And again, you can get amazing gel moisturizers with active ingredients in that you'd usually have in your serums to kind of like stop all those layers, especially during night as well.
Yeah.
One thing you were saying,
come on,
is to up the hydration, especially at night, because if you're like me and probably you sleep with a fan on or air conditioning, your skin your skin can get quite dry. So you need to find yourself a gel moisturizer with occlusive ingredients in it. I know it's kind of difficult because occlusives are kind of known as those thicker, heavier, kind of like shea butter, kind of like, you know, kind of ingredients. But you can find them really nicely formulated into a gel moisturizer. So literally just Google occlusive ingredients and you can find, you'll find something. So yeah, it's nice to kind of trap everything in, but lightly in the evening.
Yeah, that makes sense.
you may also find it, especially as we're oily, that you get way more congested. So in the summer is when I like,
what do you mean? You mean pores and stuff? Or
yeah, so like we produce more oils, we're obviously using more product on our face, so we can get like a little bogged down, and my pores tend to look a lot bigger during summer.
Oh my god, my skin looks like crap in the summer. In the winter, the best thing about winter is going outside and your face feels like someone's pulling it from behind, because it's like, oh my skin looks so tight and everything like that, whereas in summer you look in a mirror, you're all red, your pores you could gaze into for hours, you know.
And it's like when did I become a sponge, you know? Who is that?
Who is that person?
So in the summer, because I always feel the urge to exfoliate more, which is not necessary as long as you're cleansing properly. But one thing I do like to do is to swap out my once a week higher active exfoliant, so like my 2% BHAs or my 5% AHAs, for very, very gentle ones that I use more regularly. So for example, because I've got oily skin and I want to regulate my sebum production more, especially during the summer, using, again, I'm going to go back to Korean skin. Listen, Korean skincare is the best. They're very used to human lever as well. They use betaine salicylate, which is a mix of betaine and salicylic acid, to make like a gentler, more moisturizing kind of version of salicylic acid. Then also willow bark extract, which in quotes is a natural alternative to salicylic acid, which I've had really good results with. So I like to use gentler alternatives more often, in a toner stage, if that makes sense. So you're still being gentle on your skin, you're not going crazy on your skin, but still it's effective during these warmer climes.
Warmer climens.
That's it for skincare, really. You know, the thing is, cut it right down, stick to, you know, if you do want to use a serum, use one a day. Or look for actives in your cleansers and your toners and even your moisturizers, so we can kind of double up on products. Three in one. We're not talking three in one body wash, you know.
We're not four in one body wash, lip balm, and deodorant.
Yeah.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Listen, one thing I always think about when I used to go out with my university friends is one of them loved a whole glam face, right? And we would go out in summer and she'd have this full coverage foundation on, eyelashes, all this kind of stuff. And she would constantly be like reapplying and sweating.
Yeah.
What the fuck can you do? Because you're literally adding layers to your face.
Yeah, there's so much you can do. However, it all starts with, of course, skin prep. And we spoke about hydration and moisturizing. And it's the same again for makeup. You don't want to over moisturize because you're going to, you know, have this layer on the skin, all this stuff. For anyone, if your face sweats, or if you get like really oily during the summer, or even if you're dry and you sweat, serum. Serum is the best primer. It's the best hydration you can use underneath makeup. Because it doesn't leave that layer on the skin, but it also leaves the skin feeling like plump, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that like some crazy serum, like, I don't know, what's a crazy serum?
I don't know.
Like what? Like one that does loads of things. Like I'm talking like really basic, like ColourPop, for example, their skincare range for free do these like cactus serums, which are really good because they're just hydrating. That's it.
Oh yeah, they're all hydrating and they pretend they're just something special.
Right. Yeah. And it might even out skin tone, whatever. But it isn't like AHAs, vitamin C, who else is one of those ingredients? Who?
Niacinamide.
Maybe a name. I don't know. All named after an individual. No, niacinamide is actually a good serum to use under foundation. So that will be like, just because of the effects it has on the skin, it leaves it feeling bouncy in the serum, if that makes sense, and leaves it a little bit smoother. So makeup on top of niacinamide, you'll find primers of I'm saying it right? Niacinamide.
Yeah, but it shouldn't... There's no reason it would do that other than what it's for, like, hyaluronic acid?
Maybe just because it's a serum, then. Maybe, yeah, hyaluronic acid. Well, anything that, like hyaluronic acid, for example. Mm. I have a niacinamide serum that I've been using, and it just feels better than you know, most serums. And maybe because it does have that little bit extra. I don't even know what niacinamide does to the skin.
Niacinamide, it does loads of different things. So it help control sebum production over time.
That might be the case.
Brightens skin tone, evens out skin tone, can potentially, over time, help with the size of pores, but that's like a long-term thing. Whereas whereas hyaluronic acid gives you that temporary plumpness, and it usually does have that kind of feel. A lot of them are formulated to kind of feel smooth and plump as well on the skin, so they do give
that's like every serum, isn't it? But it leaves the skin feeling, it's plump and smooth, and like you've almost just had like a treatment, like a facial.
Yeah, it depends. But,
there's no layer of hydration on top. And basically what you want to do under makeup is not leave any trace of skincare on the skin after you've applied your skincare. Mm. So anything that's quickly absorbed but does enough hydration, and that's why serums are always amazing. Oh, brain freeze?
Carry on. No, my eyes are like doing that thing where like shudder and you hear it in your brain because I've got so much sunscreen on.
No, yeah. So some things you can do in terms of foundation, powder foundations in the summer are great, because powder it doesn't move as quick. It still moves, but it doesn't move as fast as a normal foundation. Now, drier people who have drier skin or dehydrated skin or maybe textured skin don't really get on with powders because it tends to grip to texture. And same with people with bigger pores. Mineral, let me tell you a story about, I think I've told this on this podcast before, when I did a girl's prom makeup and she'd been sunbathing the day before and all her skin was peeling around her forehead.
No.
Oh my God. I tried foundation. I tried everything. And I was like, I don't know what else to do. And then I tried a mineral base powder, and it went over the top completely smooth.
Really?
Yeah. And this was an extreme, like I could go up to her forehead and peel it like a banana. Like the skin was really coming away.
Doesn't know anything about makeup, I would have thought powder on dry skin would have been the worst thing.
Worst combination. Powder on dry skin, powder on texture skin in any form makes texture look more obvious because it doesn't have any light bouncing off it, so it doesn't give, you know, like a fake blur or like, you know, a stunning glow. But usually if you have oily skin, you can pack on powder and then 5 minutes later your oils have got involved and it just kind of looks like foundation, or you can spray it with like a hydrating mist. But this girl's forehead was insane. Like I was like, why would you do this before your prom? You know, she was all red, but it went on so smoothly. So if you do have a drier skin or perhaps dehydrated skin around your nose, a mineral based powder would be really, really good on top of that.
Is that nicer to reapply throughout the day as well?
It's much easier to reapply, but you'd have to blot your skin before. Any sweat and oil, you don't really want to go in with a brush onto the face and then back into your product because you're going to ruin the product and it's going to give us really weird texture. So I would blot with, beauty sponges are really good for blotting the skin.
Oh, really?
Without interfering with your makeup. So actually Beauty Blender do this version where they've basically got sheets of Beauty Blender sponge. I haven't seen
What are they
called? I think it's called like Blotterazzi or something. And it comes in a little, and it comes
Celebrity Blot.
Celebrity Blot. And it comes in like a little compact. And it has like air holes in it, so it stays nice and fresh. And you can, you just blot your makeup with it. But reapplication of powder is easier as well. So instead of building up all these layers of liquids, it's so much easier just to use a powder foundation. And of course, you can use liquids, BB creams, if you want light coverage. If you want full coverage, do it, but just prepare to reapply.
Get ready.
Not even retouch. Just take the whole thing off and reapply. Because it's going to get cakey. It's going to look really strange. And just, I don't know, that sweat and oils getting into foundation. I have yet to find, right, a sweat or oil-proof foundation that is genuinely sweat-proof.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sweat comes out of your skin. It has to interfere. Yeah. Like, it's not going to stay in a layer between your foundation and your skin. One that doesn't interfere with your makeup.
I remember now, they would spray hairspray on their face because they said it acted like a waterproof layer to stop sweat coming through. That doesn't make sense to me because it's coming from under.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Then they still had to reapply anyway.
Yeah, of course. A hairspray was great for setting your foundation before setting sprays existed, but sometimes even setting sprays aren't as strong as a hairspray, you know. Don't use hairspray this summer, please.
It's just not right.
Stay away from hairspray this summer, please, on your face. And if there's also this kind of, like, when we get into summer, the makeup industry goes crazy for cream products. It's like cream and cream on the face and cream, where we're trying to kind of like not cream the face, you know. But if you do want that light kind of application, and if you want to wear blusher, bronzer, contour without foundation, cream products are the best way to go, because you can still see your skin underneath and it still looks like skin. So it looks like all these blushes and highlights are coming from within the skin.
I'm sorry, did you say cream or Korean?
Cream.
Oh, okay.
Korean.
Cream.
But so I would definitely go for cream products in summer if you're like, you know what, I'm having a day where I want to look like this is just my face, this is how my skin looks in summer. A little bit of cream, blush, bronzer, you know, that kind of stuff. But if you are going full face, just use a powder, save yourself. Cream travels everywhere. You know, it moves, it doesn't stain. Even powder blushes move around. So it's very tricky to kind of touch up cream on top of foundation. Or it's very tricky, you know, to touch up everything in general. Whereas if you just have cream on the skin with no foundation underneath, I mean, you can probably just wipe it away and then add some more. You know, it's very easy to touch up. Yeah. Yeah. But you have to have really good skin. It's a very glossier approach to makeup, where it's like,
this is what
you
already have to say.
Yeah.
Like, you're LA girl, you're going surfing, so you're not wearing makeup anyway, and your skin looks, you know, like you haven't got any cream on it.
It's just
cream.
Yeah.
That you do get makeup now, or sunscreen, that is made to look like makeup. So you get like these almost just like pigmenty creams, right? So you get ones like multi ones you can use on your lips, you can use them on blench, you can use them as eyeshadows. Are they any good? I have no idea.
There's some sunscreens, like, for example, Supergoop, again, going back to them, not Spon, by the way, they do a glow screen, which is SPF 40, and it's basically a sunscreen with a glow to it, not glitter, like an actual nice glow. But the thing is with that, again, you can get these tinted ones, but they are so lightly tinted that you might as well just wear sunscreen by itself.
Right.
And then it borders into like BB cream with SPF. It's like, well, that's not enough SPF now. So you can get nicely tinted ones. Shade ranges are a little bit
shit.
Not shit. Yeah. So it really does depend. It really does depend on the product and what they're marketing themselves as. It's a shame we can't really try sunscreen. It isn't like a product where you go into the shop and like you would try a foundation or you'll try a concealer, you know?
They do that in America. You can return products to Sephora. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I had to explain to someone that in the UK you can't do that because once it's open, it's considered like unsanitary.
I know just before like COVID, brands were like, yeah, we'll accept like US products now, because they're getting desperate because no one's buying anything anymore.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Listen, I just want to touch on very quickly some products. Also, brows. If you can get yourself a brow pen for summer to do your eyebrows, you risk that like leakage and that dissolving around the edges, because it's almost like a tattoo pen, isn't it? Like it goes on, and the only thing that's ever going to take her off is oil-based makeup remover rather than water and sweat. Quick advice for touching up your makeup summer. Throughout summer, is carry a beauty sponge with you. They are the best things to blot your face with, not tissues, not anything. Just tap. A hydrating mist, not a setting spray. So to kind of reactivate your makeup again. When you're thinking about fixing your makeup later, think about repairing it rather than reapplying it. So repairing the formula of a foundation, you know?
Renewing it.
Adding a new lease of life. Nice. And let's talk about applying SPF over foundation quickly. There's your powder options, and then there's your sprays. I don't think the spray is any good. Like, they're fine.
I don't like the spray because mainly I don't like spraying stuff on your face. The thing is, if you start off with a really strong base, like high protection, you know, even if you have got the tiniest bit of SPF in your creams or powders, whatever, great, do that as well. And throughout the day, apply your powder often. Spray if you want. But the thing is, with the spray, it's so light, it's difficult to kind of get.
You don't know where it's going. It's like going over your shoulder, going over your head. Your hair is protected, but your face isn't. It's really difficult to reapply. The best one, what is that one from Hello Sunday? The SPF 45 serum?
The serum sunscreens, yeah.
That over foundation is amazing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, again, on a beauty sponge. I keep trying not to say beauty blender because that's a brand. But on a beauty sponge, just a tiny bit at a time, tapping over your makeup, let it sit there, and then you can reapply powder if you want to, and the areas are a little bit shiny.
Yeah, I think that's like the best way is applying with, or like a puff, like a little puffy thing. I did it with, but then I don't wear makeup, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, be careful with the little sponges you get in like cushions, if they're quite dense, so you can interfere with the makeup underneath. The bouncier the sponge or the bouncier the product you're going to use, the less you're going to interfere with the makeup underneath. Yeah. So get a nice light, like really super, super bouncy beauty sponge.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, that was our summer tips. It's really difficult with summer because I feel like everyone's skin reacts differently, and there's different things people want in summer. Like you might be someone who just doesn't wear makeup in summer at all, doesn't want to, or you know, is happy to walk around. I was about to say faceless.
Yes, just take it off for the summer.
Just leave it behind and just flesh walk around.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be interesting to know what your favorite products are to use during the summer. Is there something you swear by to keep your makeup on, or something to keep your skin looking amazing? Is there something you use to blot your skin throughout the day? Because God knows we need it.
We need one of those.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. You can follow us at The Double Cleanse Podcast on Instagram. Me, I'm Robert Welsh on YouTube. That's James Welsh on YouTube. What else do we usually say?
I feel like that's it.
That's it. We do have a joint YouTube channel, The Welsh Twins. I think you can just type that into YouTube, or we come up.
Yeah.
And check it out. Like we mentioned before, these podcasts are going to be every other week from now on, just to keep the content a little bit more fresh.
And so we can kind of organize some more guests as well, because we always have good, riveting conversations with guests, and we have a few planned.
They get us riveted, don't they?
Riveting.
Well, thank you so much, everyone, and we will see you in a few weeks' time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.